Never mind, the photo we can take later.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will do the puja in 1 minute's time. Oh, that one is correct one. Huh? Look at the clock there. Oh, we got 1.5 minutes to go. Okay, yeah. Lai, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, 可以拍照. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, rejoice. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good. Yeah. So we still got a few more seconds to go. Yeah. So you compose your mind. Yeah. Develop the faith, sada, virya. Then pay respect mindfully. Yeah. To Lord Buddha, Sakyamuni, and all the worthy ones. Then after that, we start the official puja. Yeah. We will pass all this offering around. Yeah. So those who want to take photo, yeah, afterwards when we put it back, you can take your photo. Yeah? Okay. We rejoice with the offering first. Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect mindfully, eh, to Lord Buddha. Then after that, we will start our official puja. Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Okay, we will officially commence the puja. We get song together with Padmasuri. Yeah? Then the rest can actually just stand up. Then we will pass the offering around. Yeah? Song, come. Yeah. Come, come. Where is Padmasuri? We get the tray first, the whole tray. Offering of light, incense and pure water. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You pass it on to Padmasuri. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. 你们站起来,全部, all stand up. Then you pass round. The last person bring the tray back. You bring the fruit one by one. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. When you offer, you rejoice. Eh? Then you also rejoice with the wholesomeness of all who offer. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Yeah, yeah, na. Xiao de, na sang, sang mian, xiao de. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, yeah, na ge flower ba xiao. Zhe ge yao na hao hao. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The vase have to hold properly. Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Now, like, fang hui yen wei. Yeah. Put in the center. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu. Chuan go lai. Chuan go lai. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Put in the center. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The fruit, soon you show them. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 sadhu, 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 okay, sadhu, 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 okay. Thank you so much, huh? Be seated, then we will commence the official puja chanting, huh? Okay, for those who don't have the chanting book, huh? Today I think I only got one copy here, huh? But never mind, our initial chanting is the standard chanting, huh? We will do the usual standard chanting, huh? We will chant the Namo Tassa, huh? 3 times, then after that take refuge, then we renew our 5 precepts, huh? Then the addition is we will do the offering of light, huh? Offering of perfume, incense, huh? Then offering of flower, offering of water, and the offering of whatever item of significance, huh? That we normally do on puja day, yeah. So okay, now we will start the official puja. We chant together, huh? Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Pānātipātā viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi, ādīnādānā viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi, kāmesu micchācārā viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi, Musāvādā viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi, Sūrāmeraya majjhāpamādathana viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Okay, now I will chant the offering of light. Huh? You all can recite after me. Gana sarapang ditena, recite after me, yeah. Gana sarapang ditena, dipena tamandang sina, tiloka dipang, sanbutang, Pujayami, Tamonudang. This is the offering of light, huh? With lights brightly shining, abolishing darkness and gloom. I adore the enlightened one who dispels the darkness of ignorance. Then we will offer the incense. Huh? Ganda sambara yutena. Dupenahang Suganghina Pujaya Pujaniyangtang Puja Bhajana Muttamang, offering of incense with perfume incense. With perfume incense made from fragrant substance, I honor the exalted one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one, who dispels darkness of ignorance. Okay, offering of flower. Vanna ganda, gunopetang, etang kusuma, santatin, pujayami, munindasa, siripada, saruruhe, pujemi, buddhang, kusumena, nena, punena, metena, chahotu mokang, punpang, milayati, yutta idang me, kayo tata, yatin, vinasa bhavam. Offering of flowers. These flowers, fresh, hue, fragrant, and choice, I offer at the sacred lotus-like feet of the noble sage. I offer thee, Lord Buddha, this flower. May this virtue aid in my emancipation. May our body undergo decay, even as this flower must fade. Then the last is offering of flower. Adivase tu no bante. Paniyang. Parikampitang. Anukampang. Upadaye. Patiganhatu. Uttamang. Offering of water. O Lord, the Blessed One, please accept this water as an offering to thee out of great compassion for us. Okay, now we finish the offering. We will go to the last part. Okay, we will rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then pay homage to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. We will chant the three refuges. We start with Buddhang Pujemi. Thammang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, now remain seated. Then take out the blue card. The blue card, those who have not got it can have a copy. Yeah. Oh, sorry, yellow card. It's supposed to be the yellow card. Okay, you look at the yellow card. This is a simple guide to do personal puja and aspiration. We should thank Sister Padmasuri and her husband Tiong for preparing this for us. And they also... all together, I know. It's mainly Alan who was the one who started the thing, then sent to me for edit. But I think the main one is you go and put in the formatting, typesetting, everything, then put it in such beautiful format and print it and cut it out. So we should rejoice with all those who have made this card possible. The idea came from Sister Ellen because she found the sharing through the recording. She keep on listen. Then she realized the importance of puja. then she want to make use of all this based on what I have shared. Then Padmasuri also inside the chanting book, I think you will get later. Your Thursday class has a permanent set there. I think later when she finish the final set, we will have one set for each of you here. So this one incorporate all the what they call aspiration that I teach you to do, together with the what they call 5 daily contemplation. So all this you don't have to remember anymore. Then the last one is asking for forgiveness. And this is the full chanting where we will actually start to develop, because this chanting includes the triple gem, salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then later on, as we progress, we will chant the Paritta and the Dhamma on dependent origination too, because these are all the essential teaching. So together with the invitation of all the devas to partake in our sharing and all those things, so this will be the final chanting script for us. So now we will start with the yellow card. This will help you to develop the condition to actually walk the path of Dhamma. Your spiritual faculty will be strengthened. Then this will also arise the causes and condition very much needed for you to actually successfully walk the path of Dhamma. When I read through, you will know. This is a simple guide to do personal puja and aspiration. So Brother Teo's advice, this concise puja and aspiration can be used during puja to be done at home or at any way place when alone. Okay? So this wording are for people who do alone, but tonight we are doing it in a group. So wherever you see I, you change to us. Understand? So from singular to plural. But you at home, you use this card. Okay? So the first one is offering of light. So we have improved over the chanting book one. The chanting book one is a general one, but this one is specifically tailored towards our needs, so that you all can progress along the path of Dhamma easily. So we read together. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel of all darkness of ignorance therein. So this is a very important aspiration. Then offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and dulls off the fire of all defilement within our mind. Then, significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Then the fourth one is the significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Then the significance of offering of flower. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthens our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to the ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Then he can make overall aspiration. We invoke power of merits. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculty of Sada, we are Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, be strengthened until they become Balas. Balas is power, unshakable spiritual faculty. So when you can train and develop your mind until the spiritual faculty become unshakable, you are already destined for enlightenment. At least you will be the first stage of sainthood, Sotapan. So this aspiration is very important. You invoke the power of all these merits born of all this offering. Then the last is not to forget other beings. We share and transfer all these merits to all those who can receive them. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who had the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you so much. Now you can actually pay respect to Lord Buddha, Guanyin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy one again. Then we can start our meditation and that one. Okay, maybe like I promised you all, after this we can have one group photo. Then you can take some photo. We spend about maybe 3 minutes. Okay. Yeah, somebody offered. Because this one came with special condition. They know about the secret. Nobody knew. Then the condition just manifests. Then the Kaya Metta also doesn't know why the instruction was like that, the advice was like that. So it's all with condition. Understand? Otherwise all this won't happen. You see, the funny part is we're supposed to receive only one, Buddha Rupang, remember? Sui An's house. Then this one is a funny one. This one, Chui, out of the blue, don't know what happened, he offered a smaller one to him. To her, no. Then he happened to be in China, and she believed in putting this Rupang here on. He said, "Brother Teo, keep it for me for many months. I come back after a few months only. I will officially receive." Then it so happened the condition was like, "Oh, she left instruction before she went to China. I didn't even know until that day I was at Sumeru. No, they told me. Oh, I didn't know he asked me to help to choose and help to." Bring back and keep here. No? So at first I say, we can keep in Padmasuri's house. Padmasuri say, "Please, brother, such beautiful Buddha Rupang you put there, I may not return." Really, very, very strong. Yeah. So beautiful. Come, we take our photo first. Come. You all want to take the group photo first? Yeah, better, huh? Okay, so you all can some... maybe I sit in front here, then some stand at the back, then we take turn to take photo. Just for today, because today is another special day for our Tuesday class. Thursday class, we had it last week. So this week, we had it for the Tuesday class. The Tuesday class was never planned. But somehow the condition arise, and you all should thank Brother Song and Sister Polai for arising the condition. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I will sit in front. Then you all, some can kneel, some can stand at the back. Yes, can. Then try to give some space for the author. Don't block the author. Okay. Yeah. That one is okay. Okay. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now Brother Tung come. Yeah, so we get another person to go and help take. Okay, Brother Hao. Thank you so much, Brother Hao. Come, Tung, come. Where is Padmasuri? Oh, okay. still can come nearer, maybe. You can sit in front here, come. Sit in front, yeah. We sit. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. It's okay. Just leave it here. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Sadhu. Okay. So now we will officially start our meditation and Dhamma class. So before we start, like I used to tell you at the Cameron Highland, when the condition is there, we will include the recitation of the three refuges, salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So today you all don't have this chanting sheet. Never mind, I will chant. Then those who can follow, just follow. Those who cannot follow, towards the later part, maybe you all just rejoice. But I think most of you all should be able to follow, because it's mainly about Namo Tassa, then the Itipeso, then after that Svakato, Bhagavato, Dhammo, then Suppatipanno. Those who have the chanting book, you will have these three. But the first part, you let me recite. This is the invocation to the devas to partake in our meditation session and Dhamma sharing. The Pali one is, I will chant. Samantha cakavalesu atragacantu devata sattamang munin rajasa sunanto Sakamongkadang Parita Savanankalo Ayan Bandata Parita Savayanankalo Ayan Bandata Parita Savanankalo Ayan Bandata. Okay, so we will now start the official Vandana, homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. No, we will straight away chant the Itipeso, salutation to the Buddha. Buddha Vadana. Itipeso Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Vijacarana Sampanno Sugato Lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati sattang deva manusanang buddho bhagavate. I will read the translation so that you are familiar. Salutation to the Buddha. Such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, knower of the world, the incomparable guide or teacher of those that is to be trained. teacher of man and God, the enlightened one, the blessed one. Now is Dhamma Vandana, salutation to the Dhamma. Swakato Bhagavato Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Chatang Veditado Inno Hiti. Salutation to the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Blessed One, to be self-realized, not subject to time, the timeless, inviting investigation, leading onwards to Nibbana, and can be only understood by the wise, each for themselves. Now is the Sangha Bandana, or salutation to the Sangha. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sujupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nanyapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidang chattari purisa yukani ta purisa pugugala esa bhagavato savaka sango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyang ketang lokasate. Salutation to the Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of disciple of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. That is to say, this order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely the four pairs of individuals and the eight types of noble ones, is worthy of offering, worthy of hospitality, worthy of gift, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merits to the world. Then we will chant the last one, salutation to the four main object of veneration. Vandami chetiyang sabham sabbatane supatititang saririke datu mahabohing buddha rupang sakalang sada. Salutation to the four main object of veneration. I salute every chaitya or shrine that stands in any place, the bodily relics of the Buddha and the Enlightened One, the great Mahabodhi tree, and all the Buddha Rupang all over the world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect mindfully, the Lord Buddha, Kuan Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we will start our meditation. Okay, can we off the light, Then we will start our meditation, We will do about 20 minutes of meditation, Then after that we will have our Dhamma sharing, Okay, since today everybody has been here before, So you just proceed with your meditation, silent your mind. Then develop the awareness of whatever that you are familiar with. If your anapanasati is very stable, very strong, then you just continue your anapanasati. Then if you already reach the silent mind, you don't really need anapanasati. Your mind is already in sati. So if that is the case, you just silent your mind and just let things be. Remember the four support for meditation. First is relax, no matter what happens. Body and mind must be relaxed. Whatever mind state that you experience, continue to relax deep into it. Then through that silence, determine to be aware. Just aware, don't try to know anything. The second support of awareness is the silent mind, and that will understand everything. The understanding will come, the awakening will come. The Dhamma will be understood through the silent mind without thought. So the second support is equally important. After you relax, your mind is like a free mind, unconditioned, just silent and aware. Yeah. Then the third support is to maintain continuity of mindfulness. That's why it's called 24-hour or 24-hour mindfulness and heedfulness. Yeah. You continue to relax and aware and silent for as long as you can. Then everything that arises within your six sense door, your silent mind will understand, and the meditation will move on its own. Then when your third support is very stable, then your mind will be very different. It will just let things be. That is the trust. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to know anything. Whatever arises, just silent. The silent mind will understand and trust your nature to do the meditation. Okay, so I will leave it to you to meditate. I will ring the bell after about another 20 minutes from now. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. Huh? Just remember to relax deep into the meditation. Huh? Just relax, completely relax. For those who are now, slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Okay, so tonight, is there anybody who wants to report their meditation or ask any question? Anybody? You don't have, then we go to the notes. Last time we had this notes, we were at page 6, I think. Page 6. 5.2, awareness and clear comprehension, sati sampajana. But before that, I will just read through 5.1 again, general spacious awareness, just to recollect what we have discussed. So under general spacious awareness, it is just a general spacious awareness, just aware without a center. The moment thought comes out, it means you had already focused and recalled through memory, and that's not sati anymore. So this part you understand, Can you understand this part? This is very easy now, You see, the moment thought come out means you have already focused and recalled through memory. The reason being, I always explain to you all that before you arise a thought, the nature is just general awareness, spacious awareness, understand? There is no fixed center or point where you become aware of, or the perception arise. So when thought arise means that mind, that pure spacious awareness, this mind through its mental intention or through its what they call conditioning will start to focus. The moment it focuses, that space around which where it focuses, you input the content of consciousness. So that pure awareness together with its content become a thought. That's why within that thought you have perception. You have activity of mind, you have your conditioning, you have your reaction, you have your feeling, condition into craving. All this will arise simultaneously. So that's why when thought arise, you are no longer aware. Because awareness is, sati is just awareness before the knowing. The knowing is the thought, the perception, the thinking, the reaction, the response, the judgment, all of the duality that you create. So when thought arise, the aggregates of mind are active. So that's the reason why I say it is just a general spacious awareness initially. Just aware without a center means without an atta, without a egoic mind. But the moment thought comes in or comes about, it means you have already focused and you recall through memory. That's why you can perceive. Otherwise, perception cannot come out. And that is not sati anymore. So when you want to understand what sati is, you need to have a very calm and silent mind. If your mind is not silent, the true nature cannot shine forth. The spelling mistake there, the R cancel it, cannot shine forth. The true mind cannot come out because your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either it is aware within or it is lost in thought, heedlessly lost in thought. The human being, because of their heedlessness and their delusion, they are constantly lost in thought and seldom or hardly aware. That's the reason why the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead, and spiritually dead. There is no spiritual life. Then we come to the actual 5.2. Awareness and clear comprehension of sati sampajana. Sati is awareness, sampajana is clear comprehension. There was a question by Sister Chui. Then is it okay for me to think of the four foundations of mindfulness as the four foundations of awareness? Is it appropriate? That is the question. So my answer is yes, you can say that. It is not harmful. But later part in the sutta, they add in the word sampajana, which is clear comprehension, and call it sati sampajana. So you not only mindful, you must also have clear comprehension of what you are mindful of. That's why the three category of cultivation under kayanupassana is awareness and clear comprehension of what is going on, or sati sampajana. So this third category of cultivation, first one is anapanasati. After that, you develop mindfulness of the four posture. Then the third category of cultivation is develop mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action and all movement within the present moment. So this one is the most important. So when you can develop awareness and clear comprehension of whatever that is going on, then there is sati sampajana. There is clarity. Then there is also awareness internally and externally. Anasana. Internally means your awareness is inside. Anasana. From inside, you're aware outside. That all of the mental activity, thinking, response, perception, everything is actually from inside. Anasana. But the senses, they are all outside, anasana. Like your eyes seeing consciousness, they see external phenomenal world, anasana. So everything that you come to see, the sense data or outside, hearing consciousness, which is vibration, can be in the form of sound, noise, music, or any of this vibration. Then you can have your smell, taste, tactile, and even mental formation and thought process. So all these are actually mainly external, especially the five external senses. The hot and cold weather, your sensation within your tactile contact with external world. So all these are external. So when you aware of the external phenomenal world, you still act from internally, the awareness become aware of external, anasana. So when you are doing general spacious awareness, there is no perception at all, anasana. Your mind is still silent, anasana. The awareness is oneness, anasana. That is internal. Okay? Then whatever that arises, the awareness will understand. Okay? Because upon contact, all consciousness or subsequent stirring of mind, input of content, everything. You can be at the moment of feeling, perception, or moment of sankhara, or activity of mind, or consciousness. You can be conscious of whatever you see. That's why the Buddha said, initially, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. Hearing consciousness. Similarly for smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. So this pure awareness of consciousness is still a general spacious awareness, anasana, from within. But the moment you come out means what? You do the second time. Specific phenomenal awareness, anasana. Your awareness zero in into specific external phenomena, anasana. Like seeing consciousness, moving car, anasana. Your mind, awareness and the movement of that car. No words one, it's just one. Anasana. Then the seeing is just the direct seeing. Anasana. You can sometimes perceive, but you don't think on. Perceive, aware again. Then most of the time you are aware. When you become very stable, very skillful, the awareness just flows. It flows with everything. That's like kayanupassana, body and mind as one. Anasana. Then phenomenal and mind as one. So when you observe nature, like the rotating fan, you can see your mind and that thing as one. Then you can see the leaves, the plant, the tree, the flow of nature. Your mind can be one with it. Awareness and the phenomena as one. That's why I told you last time, when I have that awareness, I can be like inside that person doing the chakritya anasana. So that day somebody texted me through the SMS. I forgot who were they. Who was that lady? Oh yeah, Padma Suri, I forgot. Sorry, she did it very well. She was in the school invigilating. No? And after he settled everything, she was on the first floor, she said. Then you know what happened. She wanted to sit down and do anapanasati. You know? But the moment this anapanasati moved, somehow the consciousness transformed. No? Her eye starts to see and perceive outside, you know. Then he feel funny, you know. For the first time, he saw that PE teacher outside there, on the ground floor there, giving instruction and telling the student what to do, you know. She cannot hear, you know. But her mind is with her his movement, you know. All of the movement, you know, like inside there, you know. But very calm, very peaceful, fully aware. That's why she said she knew it's something different, but she didn't know what that thing is. Then she asked me a question. Is that sati? Oh, I replied, I said, Mahasadhu, yes, that is sati. Yeah. Maybe I read you the actual one. Easier to understand. You want to listen to the actual one? This one is very good. This one, when somebody did it and got it, is very good. This one is from her own words, so that's why it's very good. Ah, okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, this one is an earlier SMS, He wrote to me, he said, Dear Pratyo Sukihotu, thank you so much for giving me the best gift I can ever have in my life, the Dhamma. I had some good experience before and after the installation of the Buddha Rupang. This is at Suyan's house. Saturday morning, 20th of 9, the day we went to this Sumeru, I was full of joy when I opened my eyes. I felt tingling sensation throughout my body like thousands of ants crawling over it. So this is the pity, the joy. This is an auspicious day. This thought keep on floating in my mind. When we were meditating in Vedalim's shrine, the private shrine, I heard bird chirping. Oh, so loud, so clear. And I think quite a number of you heard it. Those who went, they will know. Very clear. But she specifically heard it. I felt I am one. Inside, one with the surrounding, calm and peaceful. And the Kayanamita sitting there meditating. That's why I reply, I say, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Yeah, before I forget, can you also help prepare the chanting book? That's how the chanting book comes about, as per our earlier discussion. For the coming Thursday class. Then after that, she replied again, the whole of yesterday, I'm aware that I felt light and peaceful. It's because of the experience at Sumeru. Then he said, this morning, I was invigilating our final exam on the first floor. After settling down, the class was quiet. I tried to do anapanasati, but when I looked out of the door, my mind was moving like in slow motion. This one is very important. With a teacher's hand who was giving instruction to a group of physical education students at the assembly ground on the ground floor. I can't hear what he say, but my mind just follow his hand, pointing here and there, giving instruction. He put in bracket, I think. After that, the word externally just float up, manasana. That's why this external awareness. Then after that, he said, this is what happened to me this morning. I don't know what question to ask you. I was quite excited. Could it be sati? Could you please, out of compassion, explain to me, Sadhu? Then I reply, Mahasadhu, yes, that is the... And if you continue, to silence your mind, to see this way in your daily life, your daily mindfulness will stabilize very fast. When you are silent, your awareness or silent mind and the external phenomena, like you and your teacher, your that PE teacher's hand, moving together as one. This is what I mean by specific phenomena awareness. So this one is very beautiful. So if you have done it, you will know, you will understand. Then not only she, quite a number of Kayamita has that ability now. So once you are able to silence your mind, once you are able to develop this ability to see, this is the real direct seeing, Anasa, with the silent mind, with awareness. It's not your usual heedless thinking or seeing anymore. That one got a lot of what they call reaction on, a lot of commentary inside there. That's not. That one didn't really see on. That one think a lot on. As you see, you think. Then after another thought. Then you are not with that thing. But when you are heedful, aware, it's very different. Like he said, throughout the day, very calm, very peaceful, very quiet, silent. Alicia will know also. The mind is in that state already. Then many of you, if you really do your bowing, I tell you, bowing is very important. So many people report to me already because of bowing. That day also, Christina at the house, Dana, remember? She also, because of the bowing, she heard in Cameron Highland, when I told him about my first teacher, Master Xuan Hua, to be his disciple, you know, we all have to undertake to do the bowing. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Moni Po, 10,000 bow within 3 months maximum, not exceeding it. So she said when she heard that, she was full of joy, then she started bowing. That's how she connect. And that's how many things happen. Song also, when they also do bowing. Chan Ananda, then Padmasri, they all your religious routine, puja also. Then quite a number. Through their daily mindfulness, they develop their daily mindfulness through bowing. Actually, bowing is very powerful. Very, very powerful. And when you bow with sincerity and faith, you just silence your mind. Don't try to know. You bow until like swimming. When your body and mind become one, you will know. Like Padmasuri also experienced. Then she said initially quite painful. You are not used to it. But you can break it up. Don't one go do so many times. Understand? Initially when you are not used to it, maybe about 50, 80 or 100 bow then stop. Then after that when you can like so, he did 20 minutes. 20 minutes already very long. Normally 10 minutes you do it mindfully is very, very good. But you can do 20 will be very good. But you can split it up, understand not? You don't have to one session do all. I understand that we all, we may not have the luxury of that much of time unless it's in a retreat. Then in the midst of career, householder, you have your duties and all those things. But you don't worry. When you are on the path, the mind is very different. It will find time. And it will know what to do. And everything will fall into place. That time I remember when I was doing full-time for 3 years, 86 or 89. I was a full-time career person. Civil engineer, I work in the office. And I have a lot of duties. They call it a madhouse, my workplace. But I was able to actually streamline everything and develop the ability and understanding to actually do my cultivation simultaneously with my career and my work, my job. Then I got a family. I got children, 2 children. I got my wife. But not a problem at all. I still need to meet up with people and my friends, and I still have to attend function, official function, weddings and all things. Then the time when I worked there, I got a lot of official function where they keep on inviting me. I like everywhere also involved one because I'm in charge of maintenance and development for the whole university. So all the faculty, the dean, the professor, the head, and the vice chancellor, assistant vice chancellor, they all know me. Then the colleges also, we have to maintain the branch campus. So everyone, they know me because they need a lot of things from our department. So because of that, I had a very, very hectic career and schedule, actually. But I was able to do it because I developed the understanding of daily mindfulness. So in the midst of life, in the midst of career, in the midst of duty, everything or function, I can be in that state of sati sampajana. That's why I told people who have faith in what I share, 24-hour mindfulness meditation can be done, and I've done it. It's not a theory. I'm sharing with you because I have done it. And when it's developed, your spiritual faculty becomes so different. That's why I understand the whole process after that. Then I came to know how all this can fall into place. Once the five spiritual faculty fall into place, the seven factor of enlightenment will be there because they are all actually the same. You see, saddha, you may not think it's a factor of enlightenment, but saddha, the spiritual faculty of saddha, which is faith and confidence in the Buddha and his teaching, is a prerequisite for having a calm mind, and a composed mind, a mind that is confident to overcome the heedless thinking, to overcome the hindrance of mind of restlessness and fear and doubt. So saddha is very important. When saddha is there, the hindrances are mostly at bay. Then with that saddha, you develop virya, which is an enlightenment factor. Then virya will drive you to cultivate. Then your sati will arise. Understand now? Then when sati arises, it's also a factor of enlightenment. Then when you have sati, it can allow you to investigate the Dhamma with the silent mind. Now that is also an enlightenment factor. So sati is the first enlightenment factor. Dhamma investigation using sati is the second enlightenment factor. Then your virya developed through saddha is the third enlightenment factor. Then after virya is the piti, like what Padmasuri experienced. The piti is that joy, that tinkling sensation, that later on it becomes very blissful. So piti is another enlightenment factor. Then you go through sukha. Sukha is not an enlightenment factor, the bliss. But you will understand, you will not attach because you continue to relax into it. If you don't relax into it, you will attach. But when you continue to relax into it, it becomes more and more refined. Then you will pass through. Then after that, it becomes so subtle, so quiet and so peaceful. It transforms into pasati. Pasati is the silent mind, the stillness of mind, the tranquility of mind, the meditative mind. And that is the fifth enlightenment factor. Then when you stabilize sati and pasati, it will become samadhi, which is the sixth enlightenment factor. Then with sati and samadhi, you see things as they are. It will arise the wisdom, panya, the last spiritual faculty. So when panya arises, the last factor of enlightenment, equanimity will be there. With equanimity, you will not react to sense experience anymore. Born of wisdom. That's why your direct seeing become more and more clear, more and more stable, more and more penetrative, then you finally will awaken. Seven factors of enlightenment will fall into place because of the five spiritual faculties. When the spiritual faculties are there, the hindrance no more. So this is how cultivation is to be developed. Forget about what people tell you. You just focus on the five spiritual faculties. Then you will progress very fast. Can follow, eh? Okay, then we move on. I will read on. Okay. That's why the third category of cultivation under Kaya Nupassana is Sati Sampajana. There is clarity. Then there is also an awareness internally and externally. I already explained just now. So this one we have finished. All this you will slowly understand when you cultivate. Before you cultivate, when you had not realized the enlightenment as yet, it is very difficult for you to use your mundane mind's rational thinking to try to understand. When you use thought, it is very difficult. That's why Miss Lee printed out this J. Krishnamurti quote on what is awareness. That's why everything falls into place. That day the notes were there, then I share. Then somehow she go and do the transcript, you know. That's why this note, after I read through and edited quite a bit of it, then it become what it is, it meant to be. The notes want to come out. Yeah, this is going to help a lot of people who are trapped in thought-based meditation. You can ask Song when he was in Acha Anand's place, Rayong. This is the note that he read. And this is the very penetrative. Even Kelly also in Klang also read this note. He said it's like jewel, like a gem. Everything is inside there, the Dhammas. So beautiful, so clearly explained. But before they realize that silent mind, before they connect, they cannot understand. Understand? That's why you must have faith. That's why this Buddha Rupang has its significance and reason for coming. The time has come for the Kayaramita to move in another phase. You have to really, really strengthen your faith because you have heard from the sharing of the talk. Not only you, many other Kayanamitas too has progressed and moved very, very fast. And like the duckling, remember? Everyone were clear. Everyone were actually finally climb that steps. So you must have faith, then you move very fast. So with this Buddha Rupang and the actual puja, we move into the salutation to the Triple Gem, the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Once you develop understanding of what the Buddha is, the nine great virtue, and what the Dhamma is, the characteristics of the Dhamma, and who are the enlightened disciple of the Buddha, these are the Triple Gem, then your Dhamma will be very different. Your understanding of it will be very different. That it will move you like anything because of your affinity with the Triple Gem, because of your understanding of what the nature's law is. You know how to make aspiration. You know how to develop the personal puja to strengthen your faith, your saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya, your spiritual faculty. And you make aspiration for them to be realized through your devotion, your offering. Puja is called devotional activity. You cultivate devotion to develop your spiritual faculty, to develop your faith very strongly, so that it will motivate you to really diligently cultivate. Then with the faith, saddha, virya, sati will come. When sati come, you will have a lot of piti, joy. Then your meditation will progress very fast. Actually not difficult. Just these few things. Devotional, daily religious routine, bowing, determined to be mindful throughout the day. I tell you, not long. Actually 7 days is enough. Really, if you do it continuously, fantastic result will arise. Then next year, March, remember the retreat. I tell you, a lot of you will transform, change. That retreat is going to be another one. Then this coming trip to Anandagiri is also another one. Have faith, silent your mind. Everything is already prepared for you all. So, just have faith. Be sincere. Then silent your mind and diligently allow things to be. Then everything will happen. Okay? So this is very, very important. So hopefully, because all these are like meant to be, you know. I didn't plan anything. the Sumeru visit, the Buddha Rupang, the installation, everything. Then after that, we will have our, this what they call, official puja at Tuesday class, Thursday class, Thursday class first, Tuesday class. Then after that, coming 19, is our gathering of Kayamita. That will mark the 10th anniversary of my coming out to share the Dhamma. And it will also be my 60th birthday. Then it also will be my 25th year of using this form and mind with understanding. Asana. So everything is like meant to be. Then after that we go Anandagiri, 23rd. Then after come back, Ermesan. It's everything like planned already, set together. All in motion already. That's why I told you last year, remember? The Dhamma will flourish for the Kayanamita, remember? And you see, this year really fantastic happening. Especially after the Cameron Highland retreat. Then so many things just happened. Yeah. And all this is like happening in such amazing way, you know. Even I myself also felt very amazed. Yeah, I went to Christina's house. You go and listen to that recording. I tell you, so much thing happened. They are just very simple family, you know. And Christina changed so much, you know. Yeah, 5 years ago, she had a very severe traumatic experience. Their husband passed away and many things didn't go well. So she was in a very, very difficult state of mind. Then somehow she joined the Thursday class. Then she registered for the Cameron trip. That retreat actually impacted her a lot. The bowing, everything, and the faith. Then she actually experienced the silent mind. There was so much joy in the reporting. You can check that day. Then after that, she determined to continue her cultivation. Then so many things happened now. Until that day, the sharing, you go and listen. She also don't believe. It's just like what happened to Alicia, but in a very different way. She for this, I think about 6 to 7 months, March until now, 7 months. She said she was very surprised. Even the sister-in-law, the sister brother, they all call her. Because she was entasked with the mother, 82 years old, with a lot of sickness and all those things. She took care of her with such joy and happiness. Not only didn't complain, they call out, how come you got no problem and you seem to be very happy doing all these things? She said, yeah, that's what she is now. Then her house is so peaceful, so still, and you just can feel the energy there that day. It's very strong. It's not anything. It's just because her mind state changed. She starts to like the Dhamma. She on the chanting tape, very soothing. And the house becomes very quiet, very peaceful. The vibration, her thought process becomes so different. She now got no more like last time, the worry, the anxiety, the fear, the restlessness and the heedless mind. No more. She like just take things easy. Then her career went on very smoothly. Then she said she don't need to prepare anything. Things just fall into place. Then she realized how after that the life become better and better and everything go her way. Then there was so much joy until she wanted to help the sister. The sister is another classic one, the elder sister. He brought her to my house a few months back with the son. She doesn't know English. She only know Hokkien a bit and of course Mandarin a bit. Then she told me about her problem. She has been having this nightmare dream for the last 20 over years. Keep on haunting her. Very depressive state, a lot of fear. Then every time cannot tolerate the way the husband treat her. She got a lot of fear, a lot of phobia. Until the son was so worried for her. Then she came here. We talked only for 2 hours. I explained to her slowly. Surprisingly, when I told her, you listen carefully. I expound the first noble truth, second noble truth. Then I talk a little bit about the Noble Eightfold Path. Then I finally zero in. I say, listen, Just like what I told Alicia, because people who has a lot of suffering, I learned from Alicia actually, they can understand the Dhamma very fast. Once I explain the first, second over, then I say, you listen, your life, you better decide what you want to do, nothing to do with me. Your life, I say, you can choose to be happy or miserable, entirely your choice. Then the second thing is, I say, it's only a thought. Always remember, it's only a thought. Why go and project your thought like that and make yourself so miserable with so much fear? Then she start to understand. No? Then she look at me. No? Then she start to smile. No? She say, yeah, it's only a thought. I say, he cannot eat you, isn't it, your husband? Then why you fear? Because your thought have that conditioning, phobia, and it project into the future, think of the past. Then it condition you into that state of mind, so negative. And this is has become so serious, it's become like a tape recorder inside your brain. No? That's why you enter depression and all those things. Every time you see your husband, only panic. Every time the dream come, also phobia, panic, everything. Then you know what happened. Christina said, after 1 or 2 months, the sister told her, she said, must go and thank your friend. It's very wonderful, is it? Now she not only got no more dream, no. That 20 over years of dream that haunt her, she got no more dream. That dream. And her mind was so peaceful, now so different, no. You can accept the husband, all those things. But I told her, you have to accept him for what he is. And as a angry person say angry thing, understand not? Violent person do violent thing. Deluded people do deluded thing. Then I learn from this polite. Polite tell the mother, he said, you all very funny. You like suffering. Is it in Hokkien and Mandarin? You like to play the game of suffering in life. She is doing meditation now. There lying down. Her nature now. She went there and do. That's why I say those who want to continue the meditation, continue to. And a lot of things is happening. Then, it's just from there, she becomes so happy and so peaceful, a totally changed lady, you know. Without education, don't go retreat, don't go meditation, nothing. Just understand, straighten the view. That's why I say, Yodhi Somanasikara, the moment you understand, you're out. Understand not? You know why they can understand? No? They went through suffering like hell. These are the people. The second turning of the first noble truth. This noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. They no need to contemplate on. Understand? No? The moment you say only, they understand very clearly. Just like what happened last night, Gumoy told me. But you no need to describe about suffering. I know it inside out. I have been in that depressive state for so many years. Understand? No? That's why people like that, if they really do listen and have the faith, the second turning very fast go through. And when they understand, they really understand or not. Because that is real suffering. And you know why? They said nobody tell them this truth. If they have known about this, they will never allow themselves to be like that. Understand not? You ask Alicia, she will know. Because when you listen to the real Dhamma, you will knock your head on. Yeah, why so stupid? It's just only a thought. And why go and project and worry about things which is not a reality? How come no right view? Law of karma, nobody teach you. Dependent origin law, nobody teach you. And you don't have to meditate to understand all this. You only need to maintain faith, sada. Then attentively listen. That is a deep. Understand? And you can understand one. That's why during the Buddha's time, a lot through hearing one. Understand? Meditate is when you want to train your mind. You need to train. Understand? And the real meditation is daily mindfulness. That's why the Buddha say, sweep leaf. Understand? Understand? Do all those things. Sati sampajana, for posture, mindful. This is the real meditation. Not all the sitting. The sitting is to train your mind. Understand? When you are still heedless, you need to train. You go and sit. Understand? Then there are time to sit when you have already developed the understanding. That's why now you go to Sumeru, you saw the picture, the monk lying down. That is the best posture to meditate. That's why Sung also now know. Yeah? light also, no? So now, that is the most relaxed state. And before you sleep, you are in that state. You just relax and silent. You penetrate very fast. You will progress very fast. Understand? So this is why I said, when you understand, you do with understanding, you will progress very, very fast. Understand? So don't be in a hurry. Don't be gullible. Just think, oh, I must go retreat. Retreats are important. Not to say no more. But do with understanding. Understand? Don't just go there and become gullible. Understand? Just listen to instruction and follow instruction. Don't even want to investigate. Don't even want to know what is it that you are doing. The reason why you do. If you do like that, you will never progress. But if you do with understanding, you progress very fast. Whatever you do in the name of meditation, first is to train the mind to be heedful. Remember that. Then use the heedfulness to cultivate spiritual faculty, to develop understanding, wisdom. That's it. Finish. So if you understand that, you will progress very fast. So now I will read on. Okay, so we were at 5.3 now. Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is, as defined by J. Krishnamurti. So the daily quote below was read by Sister Eng B. Abrahatio's request. Now I read to you again. Awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is. This statement is very important. You pay attention to the word, silent. What is silent? What is silent? Silent means what? No chattering also, understand? No thinking, no chattering. Not don't talk, no. Don't talk is you put your index finger in front of your mouth. That is keep quiet, understand? Don't talk. But it's not silent. You got inside, chatter a lot. That's why a depressed person keep to themselves, lock themselves up. You think they are very silent. Actually, they think a lot inside. And their thought cannot stop, they tell me. Impossible to stop thinking, they say. Because it keep on like a tape recorder. Keep on coming back to haunt them. It's all mainly karmic. Karmic conditioning. That as long as you cannot understand, you will have to continue to suffer. Your karma is like that. If there is no condition to understand, if it has power to torment you, it will continue to torment that living being, that fire aggregate of form and mind. But the moment you understand, it will reverse itself. Because when it cannot torment you anymore, that karmic will cease. It will end. Yeah. That's why through wisdom, you can bring about the reversal of karmic. Yeah. Only through wisdom, nothing else. Without wisdom, delusion, you will be tormented. You will be afflicted. Yeah. So this understanding is very important. Awareness is the silence. Silence means completely no chattering, no labeling, no concept, no word, nothing. That's why you just silent. Aware. So the first thing is, awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is. Choiceless means what? You don't even make a choice. Understand? You don't go and judge. You don't go and react. You don't go and comment. Understand? You don't go and interpret. Understand? That's why there is no commentary inside there. There is no meditator, no commentator, nobody inside there to judge or react or do anything. So that's why that word choiceless observation means you observe, you see things as they are. Understand? Not through a conditioned mind. There is condition to interpret, to judge, to react, to do certain things. Understand? That is no more awareness. That is using your mundane mind to see. Seeing with mundane mind is with all the conditioning, with the views, the opinion, and all of the whatever conditioning that you have. And when you see that way, you can never understand truth. Because you see with a deluded mind. The mundane mind that is still not enlightened has delusion. Understand? Delusion will condition what? Wrong view. Sakayadity, self-delusion. And because of that, the Atta will be very strong. Atta, which is the egoic mind, the personality, will create what? The evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. When you think there is a human being, a person, then this entity will try to own things, have things, and possess things. Correct or not? Who wants to own? Selfish people with a lot of selfishness, craving, and desire. Who want to possess things? Sometimes they become very possessive of their own spouse, very possessive of what they have, they don't want to share. So possessiveness comes from that selfishness, the egoic mind. Then you react and get angry. If without the ego, there is no one to be angry, no one to be emotional, no one to be sad and miserable. All these are conditioned arising mental state. It's not you, understand? But living being deludedly grabs and cling, thinking that they are the one who is angry, unhappy, miserable. That's why the thought keep on thinking, keep on becoming more and more frustrated and miserable. Then blame others. Understand? Sometimes blame themselves too. Understand? And a lot of people who are caught in depression, their thought cannot come out because it's like a cocoon. They are actually cocooned into that same type of, I call it tape recorder. Understand? Keep on coming. They will play the same music to you and same type of thinking. That's why they very, very unhappy with what happened. And they will keep on repeating and repeating and repeating that one. And then no matter what you tell them, they will not agree with you. Then they will get very unhappy, very angry. And the only way to break the ice and have a possibility of communication with them is don't try to get their attention like you want to help them. Understand? It never works on me, I tell you. Because I have seen many of them. And the best way to break the ice is, I always tell them, please remember, your life, you better decide how you want to live. Nothing to do with me. Understand? You came here to seek an answer or solution. I can now explain to you, but I will not force you to decide what to do. It's your life. You better decide how you want to live. Then, two things very clear, I said. Very simple. Because they will keep on arguing with you or not. Unless you all got the good karma, like Alicia, they all come, your friend bring them, then they suddenly develop the faith and they listen. They never argue or not. They only listen. That one, easy. But this one, they will argue with you. They will not agree with anything. Then very easy, I say. Now very simple. You listen, I say. If you continue with what you do, your way of thinking, your way of reacting and arguing, you want to be right. Okay, let's say you're right. Are you happy? Oh, she straight away will answer you already. I'm not happy. I'm miserable. Then, means all these are wrong thoughts. Doesn't work for you. Understand not? That's why you become what you are. The only way to come out is to develop new understanding and change. Then from there, there is a possibility of you becoming happy. Why can't you be happy? Your life. You have a choice. You hold a key to your own life destiny. To be happy or to be miserable is entirely your choice. True or not? Not until I say like that. They were not toned down, I tell you. Then I say, I wish you luck. Then only they like, paiseh. Because they will realize, this person got no motive on us. Not even like want to encourage me or try to convince me and try to ask me to try his method or technique. Nothing to do with that. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not paid or I'm not a professional doing this. You know, one of this guy, I told you, Cempaka last time, he's a career guy, very successful. I think he got a business that is very successful. One of the partner of one of the IT firm. He came, he was so depressed until he cannot sleep. until he went to psychiatry, take the medication, he said initially it worked for a while, then after that, at the most 1 hour or 1.5 hour, wide awake, he said. And he was so miserable. Then it so happened his sister attended my Cempaka class. You remember that man? He later on came to the Tuesday class too. I think Stephanie will know. That man with the spec on, I forgot his name already. And you know what happened now? First time she came, he attended a 3 hour session. We are Cempaka 3 hour. After I explained those things, he cannot understand. He cannot understand head or tail. Then he come down on the way. He want to get to know me. He want to talk to me. Then he tell me his problem. Then I just reply him a few sentences only. Then after the sister comes, he say, Brother Teo, he's my brother. Oh, okay. How long are they? He said, only recently, 2-3 years, he said. Oh, but terrible, he said, this is the worst. He said, never before like that. Then I tell him, I said, very simple. You are already in severe depression. Then he looked at me. Then I tell him, you got a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. You cannot sleep, in insomnia. He asked the sister, what is your friend doing? He thought I'm a psychiatrist. No? I said, no, I'm a civil engineer. I said, then after that, he started to listen. No? Then he said, what must I do? The standard question, what must I do? I said, there are many things you can do, but I don't know whether you will understand and do or not. Well, I teach him how to develop the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma. I said, this is the secret of life. This teaching can free you, can bring you out of it. But you must have faith. You must develop the puja. You must keep your precept. You must develop the chanting to develop the faith of it. Then later he did know. Then he become more calm and more peaceful. Then I teach him how to radiate metta. I said, your mind state is so negative, so full of fear. You must do metta. I said, you wish yourself well and happy with that. Then he starts to have better sleep. Then you know he told me what. He said, Rathir, you are right. My niece is 5 years old only, you know. He also know I got problem. Yeah, the niece say, then I'll call him what I forgot already. Then I'll cuckoo or jay or what. He said, you got problem. He said, the niece, 5 years old, so can see you got problem. Then later he was very happy. And after that, I think over the next few months, he started to come. Then he recovered. Before that, I forgot to add this part. He told me everything go haywire, his life. When he was in this state, everything went wrong. The staff cheated on him. The business become terrible. A lot of things went wrong. The partner also, I think, cheated on him and all those things. Then, actually, he got entangled with relationship problem. That time, he didn't tell me. He didn't tell me. Then, everything went wrong. Then he tell me, he asked me a question, how come like that one? He said, all along he has been so good and he has been treating people very well, is it? I said, karma is like that. Your past, you reap what you sow. Then he looked at me, He said, God like that one. I said, God. I said, you better ask for forgiveness, otherwise you cannot come out of it. Luckily he asked for forgiveness. I said, he did all those things. Then he came out of it. Then after that, when he came out of it, he still came to the class quite often. Then one day he called me. Say, Brother, I got something to discuss with you. Very personal. I don't know whether I should tell you. Very personal. But you don't know him. Most of you don't know him. I give you a hint. He said his earlier marriage. First marriage, he said. He got one daughter. Now from 5 already. He said that time he got so much problem was because he actually had another girl. Then the wife got very angry because he wants to divorce the wife. So the wife, I think, want to punish him. He said, okay, you got so much money. The wife demanded a lot of money. And demanded that the daughter go to international school. He said, you got so much money to spend, I might as well spend for you. So that's why he got a lot of headache now. Then he told me at that time. He said, he's like forcing me to sell my business, my property, everything. You know, otherwise, I cannot cope. You know, but after he has the Dhamma, he know due to karma, everything, he toned down a lot. You know. I said, because this is what you did. So now you continue like that, you will become the victim in future life, and you suffer more miserable than Hawaii. You understand? So he very scared. So he asked me, what must I do? Wow, like, not only consultant, must even teach you what to do. I say, it's up to you. I say, your life, you better decide how. I say, you have to resolve this amicably, like I always say, you act with noble effort. Go and talk to your wife nicely, understand? Apologize. Tell her you're very sorry. What we want is for the best of our daughter, understand? If I can afford, I will definitely do it. But give me time. I need time. My business just turned around and all those things. You explain to her. There is a possibility when you change and tone yourself down and talk to her nicely. But she is still your wife. Except now it's ex-wife. Understand? You still the father. Understand? So whatever it is, the relationship can continue. Understand? You only have to resolve it amicably. Then settle whatever that needs to be settled. Understand? Whatever that can be discussed, discuss it. Then luckily he went and do that. No. Then after that, his problem resolved. Then I didn't hear from him already until now. Many, many years already. So Dhamma can really, really help. But when you are confused, you cannot apply Dhamma. Understand? But when you have clarity, when you have understanding, the Dhamma become very beautiful. Not only you can apply, it can help you resolve a lot of your problems and issues in life. Okay? That's why Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation. If you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. So when you can have this understanding, you just concentrate on your cultivation. Develop the spiritual faculty to be heedful and cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Develop it until, like the second turning, this Noble Eightfold Path is to be cultivated. You make sure you cultivate it. Then after that, if you can have the third turning, is the best. This Noble Eightfold Path, which is the path out of all suffering, has already been cultivated. Means you become the embodiment of that Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path has become a part of you. Means you have right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood. And you have right effort to continuously purify your mind and your thought. And this is the beginning of true happy life, good life, noble life. That's why when you understand the Dhamma, when you know how to cultivate, you become a blessing to all. You become beautiful. Okay? Yeah. Okay, we'll read on. So awareness is the silent and choiceless observation of what is. So now you understand. You just silence your mind and don't react. See things as they are. Then you understand. In this awareness, the problem unfold itself. The word there is unroll, but I prefer the word unfold itself. And thus it is fully and completely understood. Correct? Right? If you are not silent and choicelessly aware, you cannot understand what is going on. You know why not? Because you are too busy reacting, arguing, challenging, understand not? Want to be right, that is the worst. Understand not? Want to be right. Means the egoic mind is very strong. Then you are in conflict. You are not solving the problem, understand not? You are arguing over the problem, understand not? Then your ego get hurt, understand not? Then it becomes revenge, understand not? Then it becomes right and wrong, understand not? Wanting to be right and all those things. Then that ego is the worst. It can destroy your relationship. Because when you are angry, emotional, sad, have those jealousy, have those deceitfulness and cunningness, you become evil. Understand? The moment you are evil, the evil roots will condition you into negativity, because they are the roots of all evil. That's why you must be very, very mindful and aware. Whenever you are unhappy, not peaceful, the evil roots are there. Then check, what are the evil roots? Your ego, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, then all the wrong thought that condition you to be unhappy, miserable, selfish, emotional, fearful, violent. These are all wrong thoughts. Then where is your right thought, wholesome thought? Where is your noble eightfold path, right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right life? All these are missing. That's why your life is miserable. You cannot resolve things amicably. You are not seeking a solution. You're getting yourself more and more entangled with life. Understand that? So that's why you have to learn to see things as they are through this silent, choiceless observation of what is. What is the reality? Whatever that happened through your right view, there are causes and conditions behind. Means what? Karma. Mainly karma. Because the Buddha said you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So if karma plays such a great role in your life, whatever that happened, there must be causes and conditions from the past. Very likely it's karmic. So when I understand it's karmic, I accept. Then I will know. This law of nature, which is law of karma, is very powerful. Mental causation. I reap what I sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. So if I know there is karmic repercussion, or pawing, I will never do evil again. Understand? If you know that there is such thing, will you ever do that? Even as a parent. You know, if I neglect my children, in future I will have parents who will neglect me, torment me, and do all this nonsense to me. Will I do that? If I know there is a law of karma that will have karmic repercussion, if I mistreat my spouse, in future I will end up being mistreated by my own spouse. Do I want that? When you understand this, it's like you understand what Xuan Hua said. When you plant the cause, you must be aware that this cause will lead to this friction. Understand not? You plant the seed of evil, you will reap the fruit of evil. Understand not? You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you will reap the fruit of wholesomeness. Where you reap what you sow. Do good because good, do evil because evil. So you will never, never dare to violate the precept and become irresponsible or evil anymore. This is what the right understanding of law of karma will transform you completely. That's why, like Christina told us, she cannot do all those things anymore. Understand? There's no point. You will never think of taking revenge, getting angry and miserable. You are more inclined towards asking for forgiveness, develop happiness, joy, understanding. Then try to be a blessing to all. Understand? Then no more negativity, no more hitting out at people, no more trying to be right, and no more doing all those funny things. Understand? Because life is already so miserable. Understand? So don't try to add more misery to people's life. Understand? People already have enough suffering and misery. So if you contribute to their suffering, in future become what? You also get hit. Understand? People will also mistreat you, ill-treat you, and do all those funny things back to you. So when you know there is such a law, can you still do that? I leave it to you. Because it's your life. Understand? If you refuse to take care of your life, nobody can help you, like the Buddha said. You cannot blame anybody. You are what you are because of your karma. You are born of it, heir to it, conditioned and supported by it. And every moment, every instant, you are what you are because of your karma. That's why karma is very powerful. 99.999% of your life depends on karma. You somehow don't want to take care. 25 years ago, when I knew this law, I never violated any of this precept. No point. Understand? So we go on. This is just one sentence of definition. There are so much Dhamma inside there. So I read again. Awareness is a silent and choiceless observation of what is. In this awareness, the problem unfolds itself. Now you understand, huh? And thus it is fully and completely understood. Because when you don't react, means what? You don't arise negativity. Means you accept things as they are. Understand? Where what is the reality. The reality means what? Nature's law like that, condition like that, it will be like that. And mainly karma. Understand? So when you accept means what? You don't have wrong view, you don't have delusion, you don't react, you don't complain, you don't blame. Are you peaceful? Very peaceful, isn't it? When I can accept whatever arises through understanding, my mind becomes very peaceful. I don't blame anymore. I don't blame myself, I don't blame others. I don't react anymore, understand? I don't complain anymore. So when I am at peace, I have clarity of mind, correct or not? And then what you do? I act to resolve whatever issue amicably, understand? How do you act? You act using? Noble Eightfold Path, understand? Get this understood. Then reflect, contemplate. Then every time something happens, initially you will miss on, understand? Then through that awareness, the contemplation, the second turning reflection that you have done, suddenly you will understand on. The awareness will tell you, no, this is wrong view. I reacted already. I don't have right view. I should have accept whatever happened. Means sitting as they are. Understand not? Yeah. The silent choices awareness of what is. Yeah. Then in that awareness, the problem unfolds itself. Means if I don't react, there is no problem. If I accept whatever, I got no problem. The people are just the way they are. Understand? Thing is just the way it is. I cannot blame anybody. It's everything already in the nature's law. So when I accept, I'm at peace, I have clarity, then I ask myself, what are my options? Remember, what are my options? How can I resolve this amicably? So two type of inquiry. What are my options? And how can I resolve this amicably? I can only do it through Noble Eightfold Path. Why? We are named Noble Eightfold Path, no negativity. Following advice of the Buddha, you have right view to avoid all evil, do good. Well, everything is about right thought, right speech, right action, right attitude, no negativity. And so, then you develop wisdom. So Noble Eightfold Path will solve all problems. That's why it will lead to the end of all suffering. This is how you live life. You act with understanding. You don't act with anger, selfishness, emotional negativity, and fear. These are all evil roots. That's why you act with understanding, Dhamma understanding. Have right view with regards to law of karma. Accept the reality for what it is. Then the understanding will liberate you, resulting amicably, no more causing any more suffering to living beings. Understand? So that you take care of your karma, you take care of other people's karma, understand? So that the world become peaceful, so that you become a blessing to all. And this is the true Dhamma. The textbook never teach you all this. They tell you all the theory. They will tell you Noble Eightfold Path, but they don't teach you how to apply. And everything is like so academic. So that's why the real teaching is very different from what is being popularly taught and accepted. So with this understanding, hopefully, it can help you all further. Now I can go into this topic deeper and deeper, because you all have some fundamental initial understanding already. And it has been like repeated so many times. Like drum into you. If you still don't have that understanding, too bad. Because you don't value your life. You choose not to be happy. What can I do? Nothing to do with me. Your form and mind, you decide how you want to live. But if you have the condition and you have the understanding, I tell you, nobody in this world is going to be so foolish and deluded. They will know what to do. We are one. It's so clear. Bring forth
the condition for good life, happy life, free from all suffering. Where to find? The other one is entanglement, misery, sorrow, lamentation, suffering, all of the negativity, lack of peace, so much fear, worry, anxiety, leading to all the negative state of mind. Some even hit with depression, and they suffer so much. If you still cannot see the danger of heedlessness, then continue to do what you like to do. Nobody is going to change you, because you hold the key to your own life destiny, your own karma. If you choose not to take care, nature's law will arise and afflict you. So this is what you need to understand. Okay? Oh, you still got 4 minutes only. Okay, I will summarize this. I will finish on this. A problem is never solved on its own level. Being complex, it must be understood in its total process. Means you must see the overall, not a fragmented part of it. To try to solve a problem on only one level, which is fragmented, either physical or psychological, leads to further conflict and confusion. For the resolution of a problem, there must be this awareness. See? That's why sati is very important. This passive, not a reactive one, silent and choiceless awareness, passive alertness, which will reveal its total process. This is the definition by J. Krishnamurti, and this is very beautiful. Then next Tuesday, you go back and read. Then prepare some questions you have. We will continue with what is silent. Then after that, we will go deeper into the definition of this word, awareness. And it will be very helpful and very useful. Okay, any question? The last few minutes, maybe we can answer one question. Any question, anybody? Everything understood? No question. Wow, sadhu. If you got any question, you can ask. Otherwise, we will do the closing puja. Okay? Okay, we do the closing puja. So this closing puja, there is a format at the back too. Okay, share your merits with the devas. Akasata Chirbumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakhan to Loka Sasana. Share your merits with the devas. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Then actually this chanting also continue with the second and third part. I just read to you, then you understand. So instead of long protect the dispensation, the second part is may they long protect the Dhamma, Chirang Rakantu Desana. Then the last one is may they long protect me and others, Chirang Rakantu Mamparante. Then now we will chant Itawata. Itta vata chamehi padan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumo antu sampati siddhya. To such an extent we have accomplished the praiseworthy fulfillment. May all the devas rejoice in these accomplishments in order to achieve all types of accomplishment. This one is a different definition. I have already asked Padmasuri and Tune to change to Chief Reverend type of format, which is better. But never mind. Today we use this one. Transfer merits to departed one. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to your departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all too be well and happy always. Okay, we will chant the blessing for the nation. Devo vasatukalena sasa sampati hito cha veto bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season, and may there be a rich and good harvest throughout. And may the world be peaceful and prosperous always. And may the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Now you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is finally realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Keeping respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Okay, today because of your puja and your offering of flowers, everything, fruits and all those things that Brother Song, Sister Polai and a few Kayanamita like Joyce, I think finally they will use the Kayanamita fund too, so that we can all rejoice with all this wholesomeness. So I will give you this blessing, which is very important and very useful. So I will chant it. They call it the Sumangala, auspicious blessing, so that it will help you in many ways. I will chant the Pali, then I will translate. Sabbe tiyo vivajantu sabba rogo vinasatu mate bhava tantrayo sukhi digayo ko bhava. The meaning is, may all misfortune be averted, may all sickness and disease be healed, may no danger befall us, may you have long and happy life. Bhavatu sabba mangalang rakantu sabba devata sabba bhadanao bhavena sada soti pavantute. Bhavatu sabba mangalang rakkantu sabba devata sabba dhammanu bhavena sada soti pavantute. Bhavatu sabba mangalang rakkantu sabba devata sabba sanghanu bhavena sada soti pavantute. The meaning is, may there be all the blessings. May all the deities protect you. By the power of all the Buddhas, may there be happiness to all of us. May there be all the blessings. And may all the deities and devas protect you and us. By the power of all the Dhamma, may there be happiness to us all. May there be blessing for all of us. And may all devas and deities protect us. And by the power of the Sangha, may there be happiness and joy for all of us. Nakata ya kabutta nang papaka na nivarana paritasanu bhavena hantuate sang upadave. Nakata ya kabutta nang papaka nivarana paritasanu bhavena hantuate sang upadave. Nakataya kabuttanang papagaha nivarana paritasanu bhavena hantuate sang upadave. By this parita's virtue, may no harm and ill come to pass through cosmic force, demon, powerful non-humans, or opposition from planetary antagonism. May our misfortune cease to exist. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we end. You pay respect, Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Thank you.